It's no secret that the world keeps becoming closer and closer in many ways. But with that also comes a need for understanding and respect and a knowledge of how different cultures work and what cultural norms are in different parts of the world. Hilda Fu started an organization, a nonprofit called Luminari, going on about almost 10 years ago, if my memory is right. Hilda's a close friend, and in fact, we worked with Hilda on a number of programs prior to her founding the nonprofit Luminari, and continue to do so. And we wanted to call attention to a program that was put together by Luminari called I Want to Be an Ambassador. It's a program for teens to learn more about world culture and diplomacy. And to talk about that program this morning, I'm pleased to welcome Susan Brozek Scott. Hello.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing?
Good to have you here. And also Newland Archinal is here. Hello.
Hi, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm wonderful. Thank you for making it through the traffic. there's a foot race on the north side today that the only people going fast are the ones in the race, nobody else. Can you tell us a bit about the camp, I Want to Be an Ambassador?
Well, I'd be happy to, Larry. We have actually four camps now. It started when Hilda founded I Want to Be an Ambassador camp. And you're right, that was exactly 2009. The first camp started in 2010. And it started because Hilda was looking at activities that would broaden minds, inspire innovation, and promote community engagement. And another key part of that was diplomacy. So when she founded it, that was those were key. That was the mission, and the values were knowledge, education, and just open-mindedness. And so Ambassador Camp kind of fit in with all of that. And what we try to do with Ambassador Camp is to put ourselves in the shoes of someone else, to look at their life, see their experiences, and really try to relate to people that maybe we don't encounter every day. And so we tried to do that with Ambassador Camp, which is really to bring all these teens together from all over Western Pennsylvania, allow them to have some time in Pittsburgh and get presentations from many amazing instructors from all different levels, younger levels. And they're learning things about negotiating. They're learning diplomacy, conflict resolution. We have SLB Radio comes in and helps them with public speaking because it's important that young people learn how to present themselves properly. So that was the first camp, and I'll tell you a lot more about that. It's a 7-day camp, and part of it is in Pittsburgh the first 4 days, and then the next 3 days are in Washington, D.C. So we take all these skills that we learn and we translate them into to the larger picture. We go to foreign embassies. We do some incredible dining where we try to explore different cultures through their food. And it's just a wonderful experience. And I could tell you a lot about that. But since Hilda started Ambassador Camp, they began to add on. So Newland can tell you a little bit about the camp she's going to be working on, which is Speak and Tell.
And so just to dovetail, Sue, into that notion of being able to present yourself as you're doing a little bit in the Ambassador Camp, we really delve into it, Larry. For 8th through 12th graders, we bring the kids in and under this sort of structure of learning to be a good storyteller, we try to encourage kids to become better public speakers. Why? Because we want to not only increase their self-esteem, but empower them to be the very best versions of themselves. And there's research that suggests that a fear of public speaking actually has a detrimental effect on you as an adult when it comes to earning wages and to getting promoted. And I don't think people think of that. You know, we all think of these phobias that we all have, right? Like snakes and spiders. But when we think about it, people have a real fear of public speaking.
I think that is one of the top fears. If you ask people what they're afraid of, and if you put all of the information together, I'm pretty sure that's certainly in the top five, if not up right at the top.
And it's something that I dealt with, which seems hard to believe as a former television news anchor.
I absolutely did.
Yeah, and I had to work on it, but I noticed that I presented differently once I overcame that fear. I had no problem going up to corporate CEOs or Hillary Clinton when I had to interview her and introducing myself. So the goal of this is really to help kids overcome those fears and then see how that would translate into their adult life. Just some of the stats that there is some research to support this notion that fear of public speaking hurts us in our professional life. It has a 10% impairment on wages when we're out in the workforce, which is significant. And here's the number that I found really noteworthy, 15% impairment on promotion into management. And when we think of gender inequality, this is also greater than for girls and women. So we'll start off by trying to look at just storytelling on a very basic level. When we were all little, remember, we all did show and tell when we were in preschool and elementary school. But most schools shut that down around the second grade, and we don't revisit it. And it's such an essential skill to who we become. And so we're going to start off with show and tell and build off that until we come up with a story or something that we can share at the very end.
All right, so those are two of our first camps. We also have a teen writer camp, which is a fantastic camp. This is a fantastic fiction writing for teens. The director of that camp is Gina Catanzarite. She's a 9-time Emmy Award-winning producer. She's a writer. She's an educator. She's worked locally and nationally. And Gina really gets the students excited. So they pick all different types of topics. They'll actually go out on the road, take these little trips around town, and come up with some great copy and some great stories. And then there's Camp Delicious, which is always a very popular camp as well. It's a mouthwatering camp, and to say the least. And there are 3 new instructors this year, which is very inspiring. Because they're going to bring a lot of depth to the camp. And the first is Chef Odette. She is the director. She's a chef extraordinaire, and she's a leading culinary instructor. Now, joining her is going to be one of everyone in Pittsburgh's favorite chefs, Chris Fenimore from WQED-TV. And the sous chef will be Cassie Lee. She's sous chef at the Rivers Club, and she's former chef de cuisine at the Common Plea Catering. And so she's going to be a camp instructor, and there's no limit on the type of food that the kids will be cooking and sampling and trying. They'll be picking some fresh herbs. And the idea is to get to expand everyone's horizons. That's a really big part of all of these camps.
Well, luminary, to shine a light on other parts of the world. And
right.
One of the things, each and every camp that you just mentioned provides transferable skills. When you look at the I Want to Be an Ambassador camp, it's really going to support development of empathy. Speak and Tell is going to support development of confidence, which can be applied anywhere, whether you are speaking and telling or simply coding or writing. You need the kind of confidence, as well as, again, audience considerations and empathy as part of that, too. And with cooking and culinary, just getting a better sense of how to take care of yourself and how to enjoy life. These are very thoughtful camps. A lot of time has been put into them. And Gina's camp that includes writing and researching and getting information and being able to process it and present it in a sensible way matters too. Luminary is a nonprofit. You can learn more at luminary.org. There are scholarships available for all camps for those who need financial aid, and information on those packages is available at the website. You two must really enjoy this. I know we enjoy our limited involvement every year.
It's wonderful. It's so exciting. The first year that I came on board, which was 3 years ago, it was because someone was moving, and so there was a transition. After the first year, I was hooked. And when you watch the students from that first day of camp, and then you watch them progress until the end of camp, Ambassador Camp has a closing ceremony, and all the students stand up and they give a presentation about what they've learned. And it is a phenomenal, phenomenal, not to miss experience.
And I would agree. It's so powerful to watch somebody come in who is shy and maybe a little bit introverted, mm-hmm. and to watch them come out of their shell and to stand up in front of, as you were saying, Sue, their peers, but also adults, and speak from a place of confidence. It's so empowering that even as camp directors, it's like being a coach, and you've coached this person from not having many skills to having tremendous skills. And that, I think, it's more rewarding for us than it might be for the campers and the parents.
It is exciting because you see that a change in students over just a 4 to 6 day or so period of time. So the best way to get more information, it's not too early to apply because slots for some of these camps fill up very quickly. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we say camps. These are all day camps with the exception of the overnight part of the I Want to Be an Ambassador camp in Washington, D.C. So no tents, no cabins. It's like a no s'mores, unfortunately. Maybe in the culinary camp. What's the best way, in addition to the website, luminari.org?
You could also call Luminari. It's 412-877-1888. That's 412-877-1888. And I think one of the important things to stress is that these are diverse camps, and the students that are in these camps are from all over, not only all over Western Pennsylvania, but literally in some cases all over the world. There's different socioeconomic backgrounds, racial, ethnic, diverse, religious. So it's a camp for everybody who's interested.
Well, and we're fortunate to have this kind of opportunity available in southwestern Pennsylvania. Susan Brzezik-Scott, thank you. It's good to see you, Larry. It's been too long since I've seen you. And Newland Archinol, thank you for being here. Anything else the two of you wanted to say in our remaining moment or so?
I'd like to thank Hilda Fu for thinking up these ideas that led to all of this. I mean, the founding of this nonprofit was a labor of love.
She's got a pretty good brain, Hilda does.
She is very, very smart.
And not a pretty good brain, an amazing brain.
Exactly, and to use her talents to try to bring out the best, not only in camp directors, but to try to shine a light on the kids here in this region and make them the best versions of themselves. I mean, a lot of credit goes to Hilda in that regard.
And the ripple effect that she really has talked to all of us about. You know, you put a stone in a pond and it has this ripple effect. And that's really the goal, is to not just learn this for ourselves, but to really be able to make a difference in our community, in our schools, in our world.
Well, Newland and Susan, thank you for being with us. You can learn more information at luminari.org.
Feel the fear inside your chest. Watch it ebb and flow.